Welcome back to the scenario. This is the 81st, right?
Episode 81st time. We actually.
So, how old is Betty Davis?
Betty Davis?
Yeah.
Betty White.
Both.
I don't know.
Because we're going to either use her in the future too.
Are they both still alive?
No, I'm going to go. We can. We don't have to name these necessarily off people that are even alive, but this how old they would be.
Oh, well, we can figure it out. Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, so let's Betty White is probably around a good
people who are 81 years old.
Oh yeah, there we go. There's got to be some gangster like Quincy Jones or somebody.
Anthony Hopkins.
Let's go with that. The Anthony Hopkins.
Oh,
Hopkins.
Man. Hold up, Bill Cosby's 81.
The Bill Cosby episode.
It's also Jack Nicholson. This is the Jack Nicholson episode.
Okay.
The scenario.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. I'm with that.
This is your boy, Matt Whitener.
This is Daryl Frierson.
Colin Powell's 81. Colin Powell.
Colin Powell's 81. Ooh.
Ridley Scott, Dustin Hoffman. There's a lot of people that end up being a lot older than I thought they were. Like, Alex Trebek is 78, but he looks the exact
like same age
he did
yeah.
when I was like...
Should Alex Trebek give it up at some point?
No. Nah, why?
But I mean, kind of like...
He's clearly getting in a Lazarus pit after every Jeopardy episode.
Like, I mean, is Bob Barker still alive?
No, he's gone.
He died?
I think he is. He's no, Roddy died.
We just put Bob Barker to glory? Let's see. Bob Barker is 95. He's still kicking.
Shout out to Bob Barker. Live your best life, bro.
Yeah, shout out to him, man, who was allegedly messing with them Barker girls. Them Price is Right girls.
The girls named after you. You probably have some bad intentions for them somewhere down the line.
Not at the forefront, but on the back end. Around the time he feels that you're finna lead a show, he put his bid in.
I could see Bob just having some real terrible intentions.
Oh, wow. He's in the news today, too, though. Bob Barker's okay after recovering at home after fall earlier this month. 9 hours ago, TMZ.
I'm good, man. You keep on living. You keep on living right.
He done outlived his spouse. Oh,
Warren
I see
Beatty
why
is 81.
Warren Beatty don't... Well...
Oh, hold up. This is the Billy D. Williams episode.
Oh, it's all over then. Yeah,
this is the Billy D. Williams episode.
Damn, 1930 was a hell of a year. No, not 30. I'm fucking up my math. 28?
This is why I never do math on the run.
1938 was a crazy year then.
Yeah, it was getting down that year.
But yo, Bob Barker outlived it. So Bob Barker his wife died in 81. Now it makes sense why he was wilding out with them Barker girls. He was like, I ain't getting married again. I was with her from 46 to 81.
Yeah, he's probably at this point, he's kind of like, I'm good. It's
like, charge me.
Take me to jail. Yeah. He's like, wait a minute.
Oh, man, how's your week been, man?
It's been kind of bad, actually. I caught some type of stomach bug or something like that, and that'd be having you laid up like it ain't even worth living no more.
And it's that nagging one too, where it's not like just not getting like this. Just go if a flu is going, get in your ass and get the fuck out.
Yeah, so it's like, can you leave? It's like if somebody come over and they just be like hanging around, like yo.
And you're giving them the hint, like man,
like everybody
man.
Else gone.
Or like no, the hint, like especially if you got a woman over.
No, you don't though. But you're trying to.
Oh
leave,
no, man. I think it's even worse when you have a woman over and it's just y'all three sitting
it's
there.
Just you and your
and he was like, man, do you remember back, man, when we like yo, and then you because you. And then, and the real signal is when the young lady goes to get in your bed and go in your room and get in the bed, and you still out there talking to him. Oh man, I had that happen to me multiple times.
And you sit there and you just look at him and you'd be like, "Hey, you gotta go." In your mind,
yeah. But it's like, and you know they've been having a little bit of libation, so you're trying to let them sober up a little bit too. So they kind of...
Because you don't want them to die.
Yeah, and then you the one that was out there and you at the funeral and he's like, so who let them go?
Yo, speaking of which, the Royal Rumble is this weekend. And I can't remember if that was last
two
year
years ago.
Or a year or two years ago.
2 years ago, I got fucking sloshed.
The Royal Rumble, you lost the Royal Rumble somehow. You wasn't even in it.
I got sloshed the Royal Rumble. Are you doing the Royal Rumble again?
I got to do a show that night at like 6, so...
I got to redeem myself by not drinking at all. At yours.
I don't know. I got to do the number draw and all that stuff for the website. So I got to do Sports Fan Journal every year. TSFJ, Ready to Rumble. Check us out on Twitter at Sports Fan Journal. We do the giveaway every year where people randomly pick one of 30 numbers, gets assigned to them once they say they want to be in.
Right.
And then if your number gets picked with the person that wins the Rumble, you win a free WWE shirt. on the website. So when I won the year that you got wrecked, mm-hmm. when Randy Orton won, mm-hmm. it was like the most St. Louis moment of all time for me. I pulled number 26, Randy Orton won, and so I just basically got to buy myself a t-shirt. That's because I just write it off on my taxes at the end of the day. It's like business.
It's business expense, yeah. Like regardless, whatever.
Right. Right. So.
All right, man, let's jump in this mailbag, man.
All right, man.
First up, this one was from Vaughn. He says.
Like Jock Vaughn?
His first name is just Vaughn.
Oh.
Vaughn, yeah.
Say, shout out to Jacques Vaughn, man.
Yeah, no, shout out to Jacques Vaughn. I met him when I was in New York last time in December. Not last time, I was in New York last week,
what
too.
What is Jacques Vaughn doing in New York?
I was a little intoxicated, too, and I was like, yo, I ain't like you for real, yo. And he started laughing. He's like, you from Missouri, huh? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and I went to Iowa State. He's like, damn. So we laughed and shit, man. And it's so crazy. Like, I'm so old. I forget to even take pictures with people. Like, you're in a moment.
Yeah.
And you just living. And I'm sitting there at the bar with him. It was like a crowded bar. We sitting there talking for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or whatever, about just basketball and life. And he's coaching.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, Jacques Vaughn's coaching on AAU, like AAU team. That's why he was out there.
Good.
So that's what we was just chopping it up, man. Just laugh. In a way, it wasn't no hard feelings. We just laughing it up and shit. And
it would have been hard feelings if it was Ryan Robinson.
But he's a St. Louis dude.
He crossed the line, though. Is he really a St. Louis dude?
He's St. Charles. Yeah, he crossed that river, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he thought it was okay to him
did
to go.
Did he ever play Bayshon?
Yeah, he did, and he beat him in the state championship, remember?
Oh, that's right. All right, cool.
So, yeah, he's done. And the crazy part is we were so, like, insulated on blackness at the time because of not having technology that I literally thought Ryan Robertson was racist for beating Vashon. Like, I was like, hold on, man. He beat Vashon? You racist.
I feel like we still might make some decisions that way now.
Yeah, very true. Shout out to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Brady's debatable.
You ever been sitting somewhere and you just feel like it might be racist, but it only got no reason to be racist?
100%.
Like, I went to go, like, but sometimes it's a good damn reason.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm talking about you just had the feeling, but nobody's really giving you that.
But nobody's doing anything racist, but you just decided that there's some racism going on. I was going to see Vice yesterday.
Oh, shit. It's a good theater.
Small movie theater, Chase Park Plaza. Small movie theater inside of like a hotel apartment complex building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't ever tell if that place is. It's both, isn't it?
Yeah, it's both. Yeah. Okay. Some people live there, some people rent. Yeah, they split some rooms too.
But I'm sitting in there, so I'm going to see Vice, which is the movie about Dick Cheney, because I'm trying to see all of the Best Picture nominees before the Oscars come up. So I'm in there and I look around and I'm like, man. I know going in, there's not going to be no black people in here when I'm in here. So I just kind of looking around. There's probably about 10 people in the theater. It's mm-hmm. a whole, you know, small theater, a little intimate.
Because it's about 50 seats in there, right?
At the most.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting around. I'm like, man, I bet you all these motherfuckers in here like this cat when he was up. I'm like, man, I ain't got nothing to go on with that. But
not at all.
That's just how I feel.
somebody could be the fucking... executive director for Crisis Nursery or something,
mm-hmm.
giving back to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But you feel like it was racist mm-hmm. going on in there.
I got out, walked out early, so I didn't have to see who was, like, when the credits started, I knew it wasn't no damn Marvel movie. It wasn't like at the end, it was going to be like,
you didn't want
to
see nobody.
Dick Cheney's going to come back and Dick will ride again. Like, no, I don't ever
Dick will
see
ride
that
again.
But
they're going to a whole different movie. Somebody
yeah,
else put the thing in
movie.
There.
That's not a movie I'm trying to watch with anybody in any theater like that. I left early because I didn't want to see the put faces to my accusations. That's stupid.
Yeah,
we shouldn't do stuff like that to ourselves, black people.
Yeah, and it puts us through too much unnecessary stress.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioning Ryan Roberts, check him out. He played for the St. Louis Flight in 2004, 2005.
You about to say he was last seen playing for the St.
Louis
Flight?
Yes.
Like he's missing?
Yeah, I don't see anything else on him, at least his Wikipedia.
Oh, so. Okay.
And there's no articles or like any like update articles from...
I can find him.
Oh, no, Ryan Roberts is the investment... Ryan Roberts, let's see, this is on the PR Newswire. I don't know if it's the same one. Because it'd be a whole bunch of people named Ryan Roberts, but it says
it
national
Ryan
sales.
Ryan Robertson.
Yeah, but Ryan Robertson. It is he. Somebody named Ryan Robertson has been named the national sales manager for FS Investments out of Philly.
That means that he might be up there playing in like a YMCA league, like
it's him.
Cats mad buckets.
It's him. He says based in St. Louis, Missouri, Ryan Roberts will oversee all external internal sales professionals. So he is, and this is 2017. Check out the Ryan Roberts picture currently.
Oh, yeah, that's him. That's him.
So he's an investment salesman now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
sounds about right. He's racist. I'm going back to that. He voted for Trump.
He probably did.
Yeah.
I mean, St. Charles.
St. Charles, Kansas.
Red tie, blue suit.
Ryan Roberts, he needs
you. Either that or he believes in Harvey Dent.
Which would be a whole turncoat situation if he turns into Harvey Dent.
Now, I was confused about that because I would have thought that Harvey Dent would have been a Democrat based on the platforms it seemed like he was running on. Mm-hmm. But Bruce Wayne absolutely is a Republican.
That's why he was beefing with Harvey Dent even more.
Huh.
That's why he was easier to whoop his ass more. He was like, I ain't like your punk ass when you use his before you was Two-Face.
You think Batman ever called Two-Face a snowflake?
Yes. But when he was Harvey Dent, yes. Because they were like homeboys before too, though.
Yeah, they were. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't see how they would have been cool.
And that's the only reason they're cool is because they both got money. It was like, we're at the country club together. We hoop together. Harvey Dent never went to Wayne Manor to hang out.
Yes, he did. That's where they was throwing the fundraiser for him.
Right, that was the fundraiser for him. It wasn't like hanging out.
Back in the day, back when Harvey Dent was black for a couple minutes, he was shooting craps at Wayne Manor.
That's because he was a nigga and he was doing some other stuff. That
Here's a twist. I bet you Billy D's Harvey Dent was a Republican, though. Which means he'd have been the type of brother we're going to get to in a little bit later on in the show. Let's keep it moving.
Von Alvarez is his name. But Von says, shout out to Matt. First things first, I had to come to him with this question. It's a baseball question, so listeners, bear with me for a minute. But I had to go on
Don't
to this.
Don't tell them to bear with you. Baseball is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but I mean,
y'all appreciate baseball.
He knows
that. Have your fucking kids play baseball.
Yeah, so you goddamn
sure
right.
Get their chest.
And make sure that they don't die at 52 years old right. from concussions.
Make sure they remember your name when they're 50.
You don't die before them.
Right, exactly.
Oh, no, you do die before them.
Yeah, that should happen. That's how that should go.
But he says, Mariano Rivera just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Cool. Everyone agrees that he should be in the Hall of Fame. But at 100%? Like, he got 4 exclamation points by it. 100%? So I'm thinking, I'm going to do this as a soldier, but 100%?
Put a Gucci bandana on?
Yeah. 100%?
Hey, somebody Willie said Mays? Soldier Boy's Gucci bandana won the 10-year challenge.
Oh, yeah, because he brought it back. Soulja Boy will be coming back soon here in this episode. But he says, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, a long list of other people didn't get 100%. They won't even let Barry Bonds sleep the floor and be a janitor at the Hall of Fame. And that dude gets 100%. Matt, explain this to me. Love y'all show, fellas. All
right, man. I'm probably not about to make you happy with what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh, because he wanted you, I don't know.
I voted for Mariano and Penn. Like, it wasn't even a question. It was like, all right, who else? Who's next? So it was time for somebody to be 100%. Like, it should have been happening a long time ago. Like, look at some of the names you said, like Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, all those guys. Man, ain't no damn way in the 70s that they was going to make the first person to get into the Hall of Fame of baseball be a black dude. So they're just a couple people like that. Like, think about the logic, like the flawed logic that people have had about that for the longest is they're like, he's going to get in. Like, you only need 75% of the vote, right? So whoever it is, fill in the blank player, is going to get in. So I'm going to give the vote to somebody else so we can keep them on the ballot. And for me, I'm like, fuck that. If they can't stay on the ballot, that says something about whether they should be on the ballot. Vote for the people who should be voted on, period, point blank. And I think that the message finally just came through. Like, the margin of difference between Rivera and every other relief pitcher in the history of baseball is like miles apart. I mean, I'm talking about from like New York to California. Like, imagine walking that.
He's the best closer of all time?
He's one of the best pitchers of all time. Okay. He's by closer by far.
Okay.
By far. More people have walked on the moon than he gave up home runs to in the postseason. like 13 people have walked on the moon ever.
Right.
He's given up 12 home runs in the postseason.
Damn.
Like, it's not even a fucking joke.
I didn't know it was that ill.
He's given up like 4 earned runs ever in the postseason. He's the all-time set. Like, there's a lot of things. I can run his numbers down. But, like, he's literally, like, I think that because he plays right now, maybe we kind of got lost in the mix, and he was just so automatic, it just wasn't exciting. He was like Tim Duncan out there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he deserves it, though. He truly deserves it. Now, here's the thing. A lot of other people did deserve it, but a lot more people do deserve it, too. Like, Derek Jeter, it shouldn't be a question next year. 100%. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Eventually, Albert Pujols. It's not a question. In. Let's keep moving.
There's not a debate about
Pujols. Yeah, it's not that. Like, there's a debate I can see about Bonds. There's a debate about Clemens. You know, there's things about that because you
have. Is it really a debate with Bonds, though?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Him and Clemens is the exact same thing. Now,
even Clemens, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, because people are going to say if you cheated.
But I was saying up to that point, their careers, they would have been Hall of Famers if their life would have stopped before that. Yeah, but
they say that then the people that will argue back say then they should have stopped playing at that point then. You know, like if I'm not going to consider this, because they say that I have to consider the fact that this dude did the drugs that he did, then he broke Hank Aaron's record on the back of doing that. It's like he changed the course of the game in a disingenuous way. And that's what they'll say. Myself, I'm going to say that it's not a rule until it's a rule. There were no suspensions that it came down, even if you retroactively found out about it. It was not a rule, which means you're making a decision based on a self-appointed moral position. And that I'm not cool with. Now, me, myself, I won't vote for people that got suspended because you broke the rules.
Right.
You literally broke the rules. So as much as it pains me for as good of a baseball player he was, I won't be voting for Alex Rodriguez.
He'll get in, though.
I won't. Maybe. We'll see.
Do you think it's going to be a debate for that?
We'll see. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, David Ortiz got wrapped up as being said he did, but he never got suspended for it.
I see what you're saying.
So I got no issue with it. Because whether it should have been a rule or not isn't what we're discussing. We're talking about, was it an actual rule? And if it was an actual rule, yeah, I'm good with it. You know what I'm saying?
And if you got popped for it, too.
Yeah, if you got caught. You know what I'm saying? You got caught. You know what I mean? But it don't change the fact we already got people in the Hall of Fame now that did PEDs. Already. Yeah. Whether people want to admit it or not, or name names and say who it is, they're in there. Mm-hmm. You know, so don't take a stronger position about these guys just because you might not like them or maybe he's skewed what the vision of what you look at the game being. So, but, you know, that's a totally different subject. But when it comes to Mariano, man, it was going to happen eventually. You know what I'm saying? And it couldn't happen to a better dude, though, either. Like, he's generally, like, one of the best humanitarians the game has had in the last 20, 30 years. I mean, like, he's a great dude. He's a family dude. He's loyal. He did everything you could do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good with it, man.
Shout out to Ryan Romero. Next up, this one's from Ken. He says, y'all touched on Soulja Boy last week's show, but I could tell that you all hadn't heard the Breakfast Club interview, and I think you all said you recorded on Tuesday of last week. You are correct, Ken. You guys have to go into this whole Soulja Boy interview and this resurgence of Soulja Boy and how crazy he is, but he's right. Y'all got to talk about it. So that's it.
Go for it, man. This is...
Man, look, Soulja Boy was, it was like, if you ever have been drunk before and like talked to someone that was homeless, or been around someone that's homeless, like in a situation where you really like talk to them and you're like, damn, they're on point with what they're talking about. They're just they just look fucked up. That's how Soulja Boy was. That's how Soulja Boy was.
He was on that level of, no, hear me out. Yeah.
But you, and if you sat there and listened to him, you'd be like, the motherfucker has a point.
Yeah, he actually.
It says you just gotta sit there and listen to the motherfucker first. You keep on going past the homeless man, dropping your quarters and dollars in there, and you're like, no, I just want to talk to you. Right. And you're like, all right, man, I gotta get to work, man. And then one day he's like, you know what? I got a little time at lunch.
Let me rap with you.
And it may change your life and perspective and philosophy wise. Like, damn, I don't want to go down that path of what they went down, or you know, let's get him some recognition, or like the guy that had the great voice that would end up being on the commercials.
Yeah.
You're like, well, damn. He does have a voice that needs to be in commercials. Yeah. Shit, let's get put him on.
Real life.
That's Soulja Boy. You start thinking when he said, you're like, damn. We talked about it last week, which was funny, off the air. Did we talk about how Pretty Boy Swag damn near became the new Kappa song?
That's their stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but think about that. That's legendary stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you had a whole organization.
Well, all right, so here's the thing. Dude had, like, a whole era, though, like, right? Like, and then he influenced people, too.
Everybody's influenced by him now. Everybody's a Soulja Boy derivative now. All of them.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at how many songs he's got.
I don't listen to Kendrick Lamar and feel like right. I hear a lot of Soulja
Boy. I mean, your typical rapper that's on the radio is a Soulja Boy son.
Okay.
No, I mean they got the Gucci handbag. Go online and just put in mumble rapper, and then just kind of make your eyes a little hazy when you're looking at the picture. And if they're dark complected, you'll think it's Soulja Boy.
Okay.
Like the way they dress, the music, all that stuff. Then you got to think, Soulja Boy got like 3 or 4 hits on the low low.
And they were all huge.
Huge hits. This ain't no one hit wonder shit.
So who had a better career musically, Soulja Boy or 50 Cent?
50 did. 50's got a classic album. That's what gets you.
Okay.
That's the... Now... I could argue that Soulja Boy has more songs that'll play in an actual club more than 50's. 50's got In the Club.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of the 50 song that'll just be played forever at a party or an event besides In the Club. And I may be wrong, though. I mean, I'm just trying to think offhand.
I mean...
you could put on Crank That for 0 to 100-year-olds. They'll all know the song and want to dance.
Yeah, true.
You could play... Kiss Me Through Phone Out at the Club, but Pretty Boy Swag, any club or any party, and that song's like damn near 10 years old.
Yeah.
You can also play My Swag On.
Turn My Swag On.
Yeah. Which is a motivational song. You know, that's he was Tony Robbins for us. So told you what was Tony. Listen to the song, Hop Up By My Bed, Get My Swag On. I look in the mirror and say, what's up?
Hey.
I'm getting money. Like, yo, if you can't wake up like that, that's motivation.
Okay.
I woke up 4 days in a row in New York and just played that Soulja Boy song.
So it sounds like you ready to go to the church of Big Draco.
I'm very, very much so. Very much so. I'm willing to travel now for a concert, for a Soulja Boy concert.
Oh, okay.
I'm not all the way there yet because I got to see where's the venue at? Because I don't want to be in certain venues at this age. You don't want to go. Now, if he ends up showing up at like Summer Jam or something out at out the amphitheater, I could be like, okay, you know what? That might turn my key to maybe want to go to this.
I could mess around.
Yeah, because it's going to be a lot of white security there, things like that to better keep me at least... visually safe.
A lot of white security. Cool.
You know what I'm saying? Visually safe. But like, even when he was talking, like, the comedic of it, when he was like, he really felt the way he felt when he was saying stuff. Like, he was talking about Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
The nigga that got his bitch stole? Like, damn, he did have his woman stole by Travis Scott. And that's how the Rams fans feel. Shout out to all those Rams fans, St. Louis Rams fans. That's how we felt when the Rams won the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that in a minute. But no, Soulja Boy, man, Young Draco. And the brilliant part about it is that his name is DeAndre something something, but it spells out Draco. Like the abbreviations, everything is Draco.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God damn it! In the interview, I was like, God damn it! You're a Soulja Boy.
I mean, so here's the thing. Is Soulja Boy, like, completely revamped his entire... Like, is he going to get bread off of this, or is he going to just kind of be somebody people is laughing at?
That's 100% of a question. That is a valid question. I don't know where this is going.
Like, what's going to happen now? Is he going to become, like, the underdog captain of the turnaround?
Second or third part of the Choose Your Own Adventure books, where it's like you're like you got like 30 pages left and you're like, yo, I gotta get to this end, but it could go real, real bad if it tells me to go back to page 52. If it says to go back to page 52, then we in a bad situation. We almost won this book.
We almost out of here.
Yeah, we almost out of here. But it said turn to page 52, and I made some great decisions, I thought, to get to this point.
I mean, so, yeah, I'm interested in what happens now, because it's like, I saw the boy even done this. Where are we going?
Now, 100%, he could be crap in the bed in 3 months where we don't hear from him at all. There's a 100% chance that this could happen.
Well, if Soulja Boy came to you right now and said, what do I need to do next?
If I'm Soulja Boy next, on the low... You know what's as crazy it might be? Get him a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
To keep him out there and you just interview crazy people is just like
let
you.
Him just go hammer with it the entire
time. Or pitch a show to Vice or somebody like that where it's just rolling with Soulja Boy.
Okay.
And he just go do, just hang out with ridiculous, almost like Comedians in Cars, but with Young Draco.
Wait, would it be like, oh, I thought you were talking about like Homeboys in Hollywood, which is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yeah, no. But this one be like, you just rolling around with Soulja Boy, but it's different people hanging out with Soulja Boy.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be like Comedians in Cars.
Okay.
But it'd be with Young Draco.
Comedians in Cars getting coffee.
Young Draco with Hennessy. No, Young Draco with Hennessy. So that'd be, you get the Brandon with Hennessy, you know, you and the Bentley getting drove around by somebody, and y'all got the Hennessy in the middle of the console talking. And hanging out and going to strip clubs.
So literally a DUI on tape.
No, you're being chauffeured in the Maybach.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying being like chauffeured in the Maybach with him, like literally.
Now that would take it to another level because then after we have a lot of insurance. You spend a little bit more money on the back end of what could potentially be happening.
You have a lot going on.
A lot of liability situations with the him driving.
Yes.
So, and I don't know if Young Draco even has a license still. I would believe he doesn't have a license, probably, or suspended.
I would think that might be a challenge to get this thing going.
So, the fucked up part is your guest has to drive because Young Draco don't have a license.
So you got a show with people coming to pick another nigga up and carry and drive him around? Oh shit! I had a couple years where I was a star of that show.
Yeah. So you got to have. So Young Draco has somebody drive you to your crib, hey. And then you drive.
That might be on brand, though.
It might be. Riding, driving Lil Draco. Like, kind of like driving Miss Daisy, driving Draco.
Driving
Young Draco. But I think he needs to pitch that, be pitching that now.
Is that like the sequel to Green Book?
Or the sequel to Driving Miss Daisy?
Oh, Green Book.
Just Driving Miss Daisy, you know, part
Justin
2.
Justin Bieber go pick him up? No, because Soulja Boy ain't driving.
It's got to be the guest. The guest is driving.
Yeah, that's Green Book.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It would be Green Book, yeah.
The only time in history where a white dude does service for a black dude in a movie.
I think that is true.
I think it might be.
Have you seen it? Have you seen Green Book yet?
I'm going to see it. I need to see it next week or something.
Yeah, I need to watch it too. Me and Raven are reviewing it on the podcast.
You probably should see it before you do that.
Yeah, that's on Sunday. So I need to be getting on that. We're doing double header, that and Blind Spotting. So y'all plug in for that as well coming up on the Lando Calfee FYI. But back to Young Drake. I think he needs to pitch a TV show or something like that to a Vice, to a Fuse, to a not necessarily a network, but like kind of an off-brand network that let him kind of do his thing.
The CW.
No, like you can't be on network. You can't be on network.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't be. It's got to be some off-brand.
UPN.
You pick a nigga that doesn't exist anymore.
Well, we can bring it back for Draco. Just have that play.
Ooh, Bounce TV.
Here we go.
Bounce TV. What's the other one?
Or that one thing that everybody else is on, Netflix.
There you go. Now, I would Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, I'm sending the thing out. Riding with Young Draco.
Let's cut the check for it.
Driving Young Draco.
Yeah. I mean, let's
and it's and you can get this ridiculous.
That people might need to be on the WWE network. Like, I don't, whatever it is. Disney Plus.
Disney Plus said they're not going to have any over the PG-13.
I don't believe them. They own too
many. They claim that.
They got too many damn properties not to. We can talk about that.
Yeah. Too. But think about it. What if Young Draco is being driven by Vince McMahon or something? Mm-mm. Like, is the guest.
Mm-mm. Vince McMahon ain't driving. No,
I'm thinking of somebody that's totally off-brand with him, but would be in the car with him, and they just having a conversation.
Mike Pence.
That's political. They wouldn't do that. especially Pence. I mean, because that could become a coon show, looking like a coon show then, with Young Draco bouncing all over the place in the passenger seat and Pence driving. And it doesn't look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to think of somebody. Him and Adam Carolla or something.
Okay.
and with Young Draco.
Okay.
Or something, and you're like, damn, like, John Trey will be like, I told motherfuckers before, my video game system is real. And all of these people, it's just an emulator. His system is an emulator. Mm-hmm. He just jacked up a bunch of games, got some Chinese people to flip that switch for him, mm-hmm. and he just selling.
That's Soulja Boy made enough money 10 years ago to spend the rest of his life doing shit like that.
Doing little small hustles, right? Quick money and quick hustles, and get in and get out, like some little fake Gucci bag shit.
Bro, that's like the American dream.
Yeah. To be able to just have enough money to keep just hustling and just flipping it.
Like forever.
Yeah, just keep being able to flip it. When I need some more money, reinvestment.
I'm a professional hustle flipper.
Yep. It's like house flipping. Taking that money, reflipping it again. You know, and then you keep your initial investment money, you down on money, I flip another bullshit business again.
That's the Stan Kroenke method.
There you go. That's a good one.
Mm.
Mention Stan Kroenke. Let's go on right in, slide right on into that.
What's that? What we gotta say?
The Rams in the Super Bowl, man.
I ain't gonna say about that.
I mean, or do you want to give people a preview, like an article? Well, I'm going to read your article coming?
But I got something coming up next week. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
But,
so you want to talk about it after you drop it?
Yeah. But the Saints, however, hey, we threw all our emails?
Yeah, we did throw them.
Before we talk about the Saints, let's talk about last weekend. Yeah. Hey, once again, always, hey, yo, send in your emails to us. Send in what you got coming on. Tell us about your project.
StraightOOC@gmail.com. StraightOOC@gmail.com. We'll get it all there. Yeah. Our tweet is too. Yeah. StraightOOC as well. Our Facebook fan page. Any of that stuff. Inbox. Enos individually as well. Any of that.
Yeah, we'll get it on. We'll definitely get that out there for you. Always trying to make things happen for people. Support other causes as well. Where y'all support us. However, I did not do a great job of supporting myself last weekend. A couple of my homeboys every week would pick 7 NFL games to pick. You know, straight up wins, losses, no spreads, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Whoever came away at the end, we was like at the end of the year, we was just going to go ahead and throw something together, you know, do something, buy a couple of bottles, buy some food or whatever, you know. Kickback. No great, great big thing where we win or whatever. However, I somehow went 0-18 on the year, where I was the only one out of the 6 of us that did not win a single week. Now, I would, like, lose by, like, 1 game, and the next OG hour is going to be coming up in about 2 weeks. I mean, he will have Orlando will have absolutely no problem with completely roasting me over this entire thing because his ass won the whole thing. So, and I'm going to talk about this. I would much rather talk this about him to his face as opposed to a show in advance of him. But some people's lives just work out better than other people's lives.
They just got that Midas touch.
Some people just going to work out. Like one of our homeboys said, he said, man, you must be going to hell for all the good stuff that's happening to you here. I hope you enjoy this while we're here
Shout out to Adrian. I feel like that all the time. No, he just has just good shit just happens to them.
Maybe they'll be standing next to each other in line.
like, you here too, huh?
but no, so what it is the winner was winning 2 bottles of Johnny Walker Blue.
That Johnny Walker Blue is that fire.
It's magnificent. Yes. It was a hell of a thing. I didn't feel terrible at all.
Is this retail Johnny Walker or is this in an establishment bottle?
Eric, who I'm working with another program that's coming out here soon, actually this week, he gets it at Costco because he owns a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
We just buy it. Yeah. We buy it at wholesale.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. So you ain't getting broke over the head.
And, yeah, no. We ain't getting killed. It was something like $400 for like 2 bottles or something like that.
That's basic retail.
Yeah, it was like $400 for 2 bottles. We had 6 people bringing in $100 a head. You know what I'm saying? So it was what it was. So anyway, but the loser got a bottle of Hypnotic.
Oh, shit.
And had to hit it while the NFC-AFC championship games was going on. So I went 0-18. So guess who got the Hypnotic?
So you was already destined already before then to do this.
Yeah.
Because you was 0-18, so you knew ahead.
I knew what I was walking into. But because I went defeated, I had to get the Hypnotic bottle. The ultimate loser's got to do something every year. We decided that next year it'll be something different. But I'd make sure it ain't me anymore after that. Because I became the first person on Earth to do something. I became the first person on Earth ever to drink a full glass of Hypnotic and chase it with some Johnny Blue.
Did you mix them together or you kept it?
No, they're separate cups.
Good, great. You kept it real racist. I appreciate that.
Yes, that's important. I know for a fact that that's never happened on Earth before. Nobody's ever been in the outhouse and the penthouse as equally as I was. So that's what I took in with the cigar. I had to eat the biggest burger possible after that just to make sure
just to get it right.
Yeah, so maybe I wasn't sick earlier this week. Maybe I actually just was feeling the plight of a Hood County merger going on in my fucking stomach after doing those two things. But it also let me watch the game where maybe the most egregious WWE-style penalty in NFL history went down when my man flat-ass tackled the Saints wide receiver on what would have been the first down to get them into the fucking Super Bowl.
It's about Lewis.
Yes. Saquon Lewis. You know, my man Roby, whatever it is, speared his ass while the ball was in the air.
He knew he was beaten. He was like, fuck it.
I'm just going to go for what I know.
He just can't get no touchdown on me.
Like, after LaMarcus Joyner let Ted Ginn catch that comebacker earlier in the game, I was just like, boy, the Rams just don't want to do this thing, I guess. And then
They just decide, Stan Kroenke pressed that button like, hey, it's our turn now. And it's like, all right, next play is free. Hit the Buffalo Wild Wings button on the game. But it prompted the Saints fans to react in a very, I don't want to call anybody out. I don't want to, you know, alienate my people to the South, because I know that they love them down there. And I know how they really feel about what happened. But so what are we saying here? The Saints season ticket holder lawsuit against Roger Goodell and the NFL has been brought up due to the outcome of that game, which cites, amongst other things, mental anguish and emotional trauma.
God damn.
Loss of faith in the NFL, loss of enjoyment of life, loss of entertainment, and distrust of the game. All right, a couple of things here.
Yes.
If you just now lost faith in the NFL, that's your goddamn fault. If you don't, if you trusted the NFL before this, once again,
it's your fault.
That's your fault. If you lost entertainment, that sounds like a sore loser. And a mental anguish and emotional trauma.
It's a game.
It's a game.
It's people right now that don't have a job, that they're not getting paid right now from the government.
There's people that literally are going to work for free at the airport right now. For free, yo.
And you said an emotional anguish.
For free. There are people that work for the U.S. government that are having to go to food shelters.
I know.
Now, first of all, why haven't they quit that goddamn job yet?
I guarantee you I've got resumes out at this point. If I got resumes out at this point.
I would have been at Popeyes or McDonald's or Whack Arnold's or somewhere before I'm not scanning people into the airport for free.
Shout out to New Orleans fans that bought a billboard in Atlanta.
Oh, I saw that.
Saints got robbed.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm surprised that's still up, considering
Atlanta. I'm saying, considering the rivalry.
Can you imagine what their mentions look like with the people from Atlanta?
Bomani Jones was actually going on a tour of Tour de France on all Saints fans the last week, because he told them he didn't want them in Atlanta at all, period, because he's a Falcons fan. Mm-hmm. Well, he said he's not a Falcons fan no more. He grew up a Falcons fan. He said he off that narcotic, but he still hates the Saints. So he was like, it's not good for the city of Atlanta for New Orleans to be at the Super Bowl, because you got all those different sets of people all hanging out together in these, not at the game, but in Atlanta.
Are they going to show up like the incels of the Super Bowl?
Like, fuck you. Already, because the New Orleans people probably already bought their shit.
Yeah. If you got Super Bowl tickets, I don't feel sorry for you. You sell them, you're in a good place.
Yeah, you good. You probably got some good upsell on that bitch now, too.
I don't feel bad for you at all if you got spare Super Bowl tickets.
And your team didn't go.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you've never been to a Super Bowl, could you still go to the Super Bowl if your team was in the NFC Championship and didn't make it? Because if they never made it at all, then I probably could go.
Yeah, like,
but it's the fact we were on a doorstep. Like fuck.
Patriots fans are like, whatever.
I like Dub with Kansas City, where he was like, yo, I'm going if we go.
Yeah.
Because he had rented out rooms and everything.
Yeah.
In anticipation.
He needed to sell those.
Yeah, I'm sure those rooms are all canceled now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure that the hotels probably open up with a whole bunch of different rooms too. Like, I learned that from when I went to the bowl game. Like, a lot, when the bowl game first hits, there's no availability because you got a whole bunch of different teams think that they're going to be there and just reserve rooms and shit the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the time goes on, I guess people figure out my team's not in it, number one.
So
I find out, damn, I can't go, you know, from either school. I can't go, you know, my wife got some, I'm going to let them go. So a whole bunch of rooms start popping open
a few days
before. Yeah.
I don't need them anymore. So I don't know. That's like emotional sabotage for yourself right there. But don't be, that's like high tech snitching right there.
Yeah, I mean, who's the worst fan base for something like that where they'd be whining like that? Do you think is it the Saints now?
Fan bases that
would
whine?
Be with whine like that, that would do some shit like that.
Fan bases, whiny fan bases.
That would do some shit like that. Cleveland was up there for a long time on the low.
This is like a new frontier for bitching up.
You saying that we're doing a new area?
This might be a new level.
Yeah. So we really don't have a king yet because it's a
I think that they're probably like living in their own territory right now.
It's a feudal system where it's kind of We don't have you just have small pieces of land that we haven't constructed a country yet for these people.
Fantastic way to look at it. Shout out to you for going to social studies in seventh grade.
That is exactly what you learned about this shit too.
This is what we're learning in seventh grade 25 years ago. The feudal system and all that other bullshit.
Vassals and all that shit.
Yes, exactly. It sounds like a Lego set. But some guys that did make the right call, however, were the Golden State Warriors, who, despite not going to the White House, which we all see is a terrible investment, and not only in your moral status, but also your health outright at this point, considering the dietary needs that are being met there.
For the Clemson players.
Yeah, no kidding, boy.
White Castles.
But they went instead. They went to go see Barack Obama while being in D.C. They went to Barack Obama's house, which I would like to refer to as the Black House.
Yeah.
Definitely. At the White House.
And was Michelle there?
No, she's probably still.
No, I was just gonna say. So he put the call in when your wife or girlfriend go out of town. Like, hey,
we got the crib.
No. I heard y'all in town. Guess what? She out of town too.
But I ain't
right.
come through.
That's exactly what happened. Because it's only 12 people. It's only 12 people.
You think that Obama, well, they had the coaching staff and all. Like the
okay, so let's say 20 people.
Probably about 20, 30 people.
Yeah, but that's a nice little get together.
That's awesome. I mean, at the end of the day, they had a Red Solo Cup party with Barack Obama. Because what's he doing?
Drinking the Red Solo Cup.
He's fucking chilling.
Doing nothing.
Living his life.
I guess he probably sent his, well, you got the daughter there, but she old enough where she can go to somebody's house and chill. Hey, go over Katie's house.
Yeah.
And the older daughter's in college, so she ain't there.
She ain't want to be there.
She's like, but I do like Seth. Get your ass up out of here.
The thing I like is that Barack Obama kicked it with DeMarcus Cousins.
Did he get to go, though?
Yeah, he was there. He was in the picture.
Right in front. Shit. Damn, the Cousins came up by taking less money. Yo, you got to go kick it Red Solo Cup style with Barack Obama.
He got a year of living the high life before he go out there and probably go to some struggle team this summer
and get his 50 mil. But look, he can always say, I was there.
Yeah, he was there. He made the ride.
That's exactly what happened.
Everybody has to start going to Obama's house instead. Everybody has to go to Obama's house instead. We can do the whole barbecue I talked about last week at Obama's
house. At Obama's house.
He'd be about it. That's the right decision. You know who made the wrong decision? Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert.
They supposedly debunked this too, but whatever. We'll see when, you know, I don't know.
Debunked it, huh?
They said that both of them said it, Tiana and him said it's not true. Couldn't, shit. Maybe we'll see when that motherfucker comes out and is a little bit darker.
Come out looking some type of way.
Yeah, so going to the
story.
That's
an interesting looking duo of people.
So, them three?
Those two for sure, but yeah. Yeah, all the rest of them. I'm trying to find this joint because it was so. Well, anyway, the story says that Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert had a three-way with this chick, and the third chick got knocked up in the midst of it.
So this is a three-way from hell. No, this is like the worst. Outside of getting like AIDS or a sexually transmitted disease within this situation,
this is definitely say that's worse.
This is the very close first runner up.
Yeah, knocking up the person you invite into your three way probably is the worst possible outcome.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, if anything, she can't even be mad for real because she a part of the fucking thing too, though.
If anything says strap up, that's it.
And what would it be even worse if she was like, you can go raw with her. And he didn't want her to. And he's like, no, I think I should bring her. She said she on the pill. She good. I saw her take the pill.
Hey, I need to insert something in the mixer that I forgot I left out of the rundown. That's important.
Oh, I already know where you're going. Go ahead.
Which one is it?
So she's a porn star.
No. Completely different story.
Okay.
Maybe she is a porn star.
Yeah, she's a porn star.
Who is?
The one I had the three with. She's actually.
No, this is a completely different story.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. Jeff Bezos' married mistress was cheating on her fiance with Derek Fisher before cheating with Bezos.
The Dirty Mac champion. He's always there. That motherfucker is always, it's like,
if there's smoke, there's fire, and the fire is always Derek Fisher.
Yo, there is somebody's name I'm going to write down on a piece of paper that we both know. And it's this person. You got a pen real quick? Actually, I'll type it to you. I'm going to type it in here. And you're gonna be like, you're right.
When there's smoke.
And it's like, you're always there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's you're always there. Why are you always there
around? It's like when it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have something to do with the trouble because you're always around it. Everybody knows that dude. That dude also is Derek Fisher.
It's Derek Fisher.
Oh, so Jeff Fisher.
No, it's Jeff Fisher. I was like, well, shout out to 50-50.
Yeah. He ain't happy right now.
No, not at all.
But Jeff Bezos is really out here living that slam life.
And some people are like, yo, you know, your wife just got you for 70 mil. A part of them might have been like, I've been trying to get her off the books, though, for a minute.
Like, if that's the check I got to write, so be it.
Fuck it. I'll make another 70 real quick.
So that I can be all the way out here living the ratchet life that I want to live.
That I want to live.
Like, this dude, like, really is, like, proof of how ratchet cats get when they get some paper. Like, Jeff Bezos might actually be one of the most, might be a nigga. Because, like, this dude was, like, a nerdy, skinny dude working for a book-selling company.
And just came up with the idea of Amazon be a book-selling
company. And now he's become, you know what I'm saying, like the Don Dada. He out here swole, cheating on his wife. Then got his wife hooked up a little bit with some new parts. And now he out here doing the whole thing. He getting divorced, writing the check so he can have his
three. Fuck it, get out. I want to go kick it.
So he can have his three ways full-time. Like, Jeff Bezos might. Hey, Jeff Bezos should have been in the NFL. His spirit was in the NFL, but his body was that of a bookseller.
And sitting there doing tech shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like he lived an entire different life than he was intended for. Maybe that's the big message of Jeff Bezos. Don't ever let your original limitations lead you from not being able to embrace your full ratchetness.
And or also another lesson is just cut a check early, maybe too. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I'm finna get out here and be ratchet.
So before Amazon,
I'm gonna cut you a check for $8 billion.
So before Amazon starts making Terminators and open Skynet Prime and like,
because he got to make his money back
4 or 5 years.
Because Amazon's gonna be in full blast to get it because he want to get back on his top list.
Yeah, yeah, he gonna do what it takes. He gonna do what it takes to get there.
And he wants to buy the Knicks too. I'm putting it out in the ecosystem that he wants to buy the Knicks.
Well, go ahead and get him.
What you call just he just sold the Liberty. I mean, that don't mean nothing. Dolan just sold the Liberty.
That's divesting yourself things that you don't really need. That's like a throw. That's like when you throw away some extra clothes. Like, oh, I'm gonna donate this franchise. I don't need this one too. I kind of outrun.
So you said it was a tax write-off, a donation. Yeah, it was a donation. He might even sold it for under an amount.
It was a charitable giveaway. Also in the news, according to you this week, a sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida, reports a woman shot after performing sex acts for Pringles and $5.
This is a crackhead, people. First, number one. Number two, how bad does the head have to be for you to want to have to shoot them, like, and it was only a $5 blowjob and a thing of Pringles, so $8 blowjob.
Authorities say the woman agreed to the exchange just before 10:30 p.m. last Monday at a Shell gas station. After that, the suspect demanded his money back and then shot her in the shoulder. What the fuck is this, Grand Theft Auto?
She had, like, she bit his dick.
How many stars do you get if you shoot a crackhead in the shoulder over some Pringles?
In real life, in a real, half a star.
Half a star.
Because it was $5 in the thing of Pringles.
So, like, you had to do it in front of the police.
Exactly, to get a full star. This is a half a star. Because it's like, and then if you're going to be like, man, she bit my dick. You're like, shit, half a star.
You know how they always have those stories underneath a story that says something? On this one, it says, see also, woman drinking wine from Pringles can barred from Walmart. I'm not clicking on that.
You don't need to know about that.
Because I don't want to know about that. I don't think that's what's supposed to happen for me. And then our final deviant sex act of the week, military blows $1 million annually on Viagra pills.
Makes sense, though. It makes sense.
Where do we go with that?
It makes sense. Like, as crazy as it sounds, it makes sense because you got to think, all my folks come back, PTSD, they can't probably get hard. Mm-hmm. And they 24 fucking years old, and they fucking fucked up so much from being overseas, fighting this long-ass, drawn-out wars and shit we're in. They probably got erectile dysfunction, man.
So the New York Post brought this in with maybe the most hardcore tagline of the year.
Which is New York Post is great for those.
It says, this is hard to swallow.
U.S. military blows $41.6 million a year on Viagra for its troops, about five times more than the estimated medical costs for transgender service people, according to a new report. Spending on the little blue pills is part of the $84 million total that the military plunks down annually for erectile dysfunction medicines, according to the Washington Post. This surfaced after President Trump's ban on transgender service members due to tremendous medical costs and disruption.
That's the bullshit right there. The
military would entail.
The bullshit right there. But I can see how they would have, like, if you're going to get me go out there and fight a war and I come back and I can't even fuck, like, god damn, I ain't going to do shit for you. You got to give me some motivation, though, baby.
Yeah, bro. If I'm going to do all this for you, like, if I'm already going to take the inherent disadvantage, apparently it is, of serving the country at all, when you come back, people don't want to give you jobs. Mm-hmm. You got a higher risk
Vietnam vets had erectile dysfunctions when they came back. You know what I'm saying? And
you know what? The MAFA party.
Oh, we fully endorse this.
This is 100% against, against the idea of people coming back and not being able to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. This is
literally everything we're against. Yeah. This is, if you could say anything that we're against, if anything, I would say we're down the run with an increase in spending on these things. Why aren't we spending more?
And why aren't we just giving them out as like birth control pills are given out?
This for
free. You should get one Viagra pill a month for free.
You should. You know what you should?
One a month for
free.
And
it should come on that in-between week when you ain't got paid.
Yep. And you're like,
man. And you got that weekend where you can't really do nothing.
And you got your stipend already coming that we already set up for the government because you ain't got no woman now. Mm-hmm. That you drew from your unfuckable expenses, like unemployment, you drawing from that. Mm-hmm. So you can go out here and maybe wine and dine a woman or pay for it depending on however you get down. Yeah, you know, if you want to use it for dates.
Whatever you do.
Yeah, for Instagram model and say, hey, can you fly out here? Maybe you want to, you know, pull your whole $1,000 check for the month and bring your Instagram model in.
Maybe that's what you want to do. We ain't here to judge. That ain't what we do. We ain't here to tell you how to live your life. We just here to
I'm behind the Viagra for the troops, though, man. Yeah. I support the troops getting Viagra.
I'm with it. Give them brothers whatever they need. Just whatever it takes to stay off.
Because I ain't fighting. And
no, I'm not going anywhere.
So damn near whatever they want, they can get.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Like, I support troops for real. They can get whatever they want.
I'm going to the grocery store half the damn time, let alone.
Do you know Jeff Bezos was in Star Trek Beyond? He got to play a fucking Starfleet official.
Oh.
That's how rich this motherfucker got. He just
gets to do whatever he wants.
You get to be in Starfleet as a fucking admiral. What the fuck? Like, you that rich, you're like, yo, I'm going to be an admiral in the next Star Trek
movie. I'd like to be in your movie. Just like Prince Harry and Prince William were stormtroopers.
In
Last Jedi.
They were?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. So they just came on the set just and put on the thing. Nobody knew who the fuck was under them.
Yeah, they were just doing their thing.
They didn't have speaking roles. They was just standing there.
They're just stormtroopers, yeah.
Just the general stormtrooper 1 and 2. Number one, number 2.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So let's go on our topic of the night, man.
How about troops fucking in, man?
The period. And if you vote against that, you voting against the troops. If you getting mad about the Viagra, you don't support the troops. I know people like to throw that out there all the time that you don't support the troops. I really believe you don't support the troops.
Y'all like to tell us that we don't do this and do that. We letting you know right away. You don't anybody that you support not fucking something's wrong with you, not them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's R. Kelly.
I never understood that people not want people to be fucking. People that don't want to fuck. You know.
Oh, no, man. That ain't my lifestyle. No. I'm open for that.
I appreciate people fucking, man.
Yeah.
I like the people are fucking.
I like to know that that's happening out there.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Like, don't you get excited sometimes like, not excited in that way, but like, you got a homeboy that's kind of getting back, like maybe he broke up with somebody again, like, yo, he's like, he got a couple of dates. You're like, damn right, man.
Yeah.
Get back the fuck out there. Or even a girlfriend of yours, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you back out there fucking, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Get fucking laid.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Life is fucking short and fucking hard. Get laid. Like, it's too, to be
as
a
as you're not getting laid by anything short and hard. That's ladies.
It's, yes.
Like, definitely guys.
Yes.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
2019, B.
Yeah, let's not get the MAFA party.
Yeah, look, before it gets off, it already he's got.
Well, it's already off the ground. Yeah. It's off the ground.
But we don't want it to get derailed.
We want to stay around for the whole run.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Before we get to our topic of the night, though, mm-hmm. however, we got to touch on it real quick. It's that special part of every show.
Here we go.
This week, in racism.
All right, this week in racism. Let's get it, man.
So, there's layers to this week in racism. Yes,
very much.
Let's just get straight into this one, like, right away. This is a double-layered one. We have a double header of this week in racism this time. First of all, let's just get to the one that everybody else is talking about, the MAGA hat kid squaring off against the Native Americans. I mean, that's like the 200-year challenge. That is literally looking at evolution right in the face, where you got a smiling punk ass little kid with a Make America Great Again hat
going in,
facing off against a straight up legitimate Native American OG,
like a true American chief, OG. Like elder, and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. And yo, and like this is like one of them people that you see is like from the absolute worst part of everything, because his mom's is crazy as hell, and she was going off. Saying she's proud of him and what he stands for, and
after you got the full story, the even layers of it is like some black Hebrew Israelites are like fucking with them, and then it like becomes this whole battle royale between three different tribal groups, literally, with the MAGA boys and these black Hebrew Israelites, where they're basically like black nationalists, and then. Your Native Americans that were there. I think it was it indigenous peoples there or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, all that's some bullshit, I feel like, in general. All that, like, end of the day, it was just three sets of people arguing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should have more respect for him. But the deeper part to me is when they start investigating how fucked up that Catholic school is.
Yeah. Now, that's the part
of when you start digging in, and then that's when you get to a thing of, like, yo... You start leaning towards them kids is on some fucked up shit when you look at the history of with the school that they're involved mm-hmm. in, that they're coming from. They're already there for a pro-life march. Who the fuck takes high school kids to D.C. for a pro-life march? I mean, whatever, you know. I'm trying to judge anyone as pro-life. But it's like, that's weird. And it's an all-boys school, too, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, and like, second thing, why was a nigga there with them? It was a nigga that went with them. And I'm trying not to say as much on our show, but this is very apropos for this moment. Why would this nigga there
when it needs to be said, we're going to say it.
Right. And I went to an all-boys Catholic school. And I'd be damned, man.
I'm not going.
For what?
I'm not going.
Yo, I remember when they tried to get me to join Christian... Christian athletes, was it CC?
Fellowship of Christian athletes.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. They was like, yes, it's, you know, you run track and you play lacrosse and blah, blah, blah. You'd be great. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm the one y'all didn't want up in here, but here I am.
Exactly.
I'm surprised you didn't take the opportunity to ruin that shit, though.
So what, over there?
The Fellowship of Christian, like you said.
I thought about it.
That seems like that would be right up your alley. 100%. Something that just ruined.
Yeah, 100% it would have, man. But I respected one of the guys that was in there. He was like a cool dude.
He was like a legit, he wasn't
He was a legit cool dude. Super nice dude. Even now to this day, though, man. And I even fucked with him before. Like, yo, you know, I would've, if you wouldn't have been in there, I would have rough shot through that motherfucker. I would have had y'all doing all kind of crazy shit. I'd have had y'all going to black churches, doing all kind of shit. Because that was my plan. Like, oh, so we doing, is it just for white Christians?
Or are we going Christian?
Yeah, like, so if we Christian, let's go to Lively Stone. During a taping. Anybody knows St. Louis knows that Lively Stone come on at 12 at midnight mm-hmm. on NBC. Mm-hmm. I want to go to the taping joints.
Mm-hmm. It came into the WWF Superstar
side. And we were in the school jackets. All of us sitting in the first two rows.
Somebody gonna come up here and give a testimonial too.
And I want us to go to altar call.
Somebody getting saved.
Again, even though y'all already Catholic, again.
Somebody getting saved. You getting black saved.
So, but with that.
You gotta stop. And part of getting black saved is you gotta stop measuring off your seasons. You just gotta put them on there.
Just you gotta just dump that shit in there. Mm-hmm. But the school, this Covington school, I think they only had like 4 black students at the whole school. Like, yo.
Clarence Thomas, Ben Carson.
And the nigga that went to this pro-life thing.
Yeah.
And then they did a blackout night like 3 years ago. So Covington, when you do your research and dig into it, Covington is where the Cincinnati airport is. So it's basically how you've had tri-state areas. It's just the tri-state part of a major city.
Yeah.
Or bi-state area of a major city. Tri-state for your New York people. It's just like that. So Chicago, Indiana, St. Louis, Illinois, you know, those. So it's that same situation. So they were playing at Cincinnati's hood school. They decided to do the blackout night, blackface and all.
This is a terrible idea.
And the picture they got, it's a dude, a black dude, throwing out the, you know, inbounding the ball, and they just yelling at, it is not a good look.
Yeah.
So your administration let that ride to do that.
Yeah. Enabled it.
Yeah.
That's called enabling.
And right. I'll even give you an example of like, Not to toot the horn on my school, but so we were playing a nondescript school here in St. Louis, pretty majorly hood school, not a city public school.
Okay.
And they did a chant, "That's all right, that's okay, you'll be working for us someday." Mm-hmm. And our vice principal, who was black, was like, "Oh fuck no, that motherfucker ran out." Hey, and he's a big dude too. He's one of your frat brothers, Eric Clark. That motherfucker took his jacket off because he took his slew jacket and took it off. Oh hell no! Oh hell no! He's cussing it. We ain't doing none of that shit up in this motherfucker. I was like, God damn! And then the principal came over. No, we're not doing this. They waving it off like, fuck no, we ain't doing that shit.
See, I was the type of cat that when I played ball, if you did a chant like that, I'm going to throw the ball at you.
Well, no, it was a football game. We played them at the Dome. You couldn't even hear. It was off the fact that principality, you're just not going to say that shit, period. Mm-hmm. They didn't even hear it on the other side.
Yeah.
But it was the principality of it that you shut that shit down with high school kids doing dumbass shit like that. And them motherfuckers had a blackout night?
High school age people truly are the worst people on earth. Like, let's just get
that. Or is it middle schoolers?
No, high school is the worst.
You think worse than middle school? Middle school is...
Because when I was in middle school, we did a lot of shit we didn't know better than yet. Like, we were just... Oh, that's why
you're saying that's worse than high school. High school,
you fucking know better. Like, there's no point in life where I did more shit intentionally wrong than between the ages of, like, 15 and 18.
Okay. I can see that because you know it's wrong. In middle school, you're just like, damn, you're just crummy. But you didn't know.
Yeah, I was just an inexperienced piece of shit back then. But in high school, I was the worst. I not only did I know what I was doing, I knew how to do what I was doing. Just like those assholes did with that chant.
These schools are a blackout, dog.
Yeah.
And it's in 2013, 2014. So like,
yeah,
a blackout. And like, when you look up the picture, the dude face looking like fucked up, inbounding the balls, these motherfuckers yelling behind them. Mm-hmm. And they got on black. It's nothing wrong with the fans yelling, that's a part of the game.
Yeah, really.
But if you turn around and it's a blackout night, and they all blacked out with blackface on.
There's a lot wrong with that. Everything.
And then they had a whole bunch of different things. They researched and went into deep into the school with other different things within the school, you know.
Those are the type of schools that send people on to Ivy League schools and end up becoming senators and end up becoming presidents and end up becoming non-covert racists that put their things behind things like hat slogans and stuff like that, which we already see there. So, yeah, so that's an obvious, that might be one of the most blatant cases of this week in racism that we've ever had. However, the double dip on this is, I'll just read the tagline by itself. Black by injection. White couple who use tanning injection says they're going to have black kids.
Yo, this is the best thing ever.
Martina Big and her husband, Michael Irwin, both from Germany, and their claim to fame are the extreme plastic surgery procedures they've undergone to become black. Over the last couple of years, Big has gone from a blonde white woman to an overly tan white woman who now says she's black, and her husband has embarked on the same tanning endeavor. Yo, her husband looks like Akeem the African Dream, too.
Oh, really?
That's Akeem's African dream.
Yeah, that 100% is him.
Like, that's definitely.
He seems like he's not all the way down with
this. No, he looks like he's along for the ride to be on TV. He got that look like they just told us they was going to fly us up for this look.
The Dr. Phil look.
But anyway, so they're taking black shots and basically doing surgically enhanced blackface, which now makes them believe that their genes are going to turn their children black.
So their future children black. That doesn't work like that.
Yeah. I don't know. What do they do when they are born and they look like Steve Rogers?
They got to go through the process. You got to go through before you come out these doors.
They're going to be dipping that baby in chocolate?
They're going to be putting them through that tanning process just like them.
So basically, we're just sanctioning skin cancer here, in other words.
So have you ever read the book Black Like Me by John Howard Griffin?
I don't believe so.
It's a pretty good book, man. It's basically about this white guy who wanted to, in the 60s, so he was real, real gangster with his shit. He wanted to see the experience of being someone black in the South. So he literally took tanning pills and wrote about his experience. That
sounds a lot like that dude who went to that island trying to bring Christianity to them.
Well, no, he was just literally, he wasn't doing it. He just literally just walked around, just did regular living. Like, he rented out, you know, motels and would walk around the area and just wrote about his experiences being black in the South. It's a fucking good book, man. Like, he was like, yo, shit's fucked up. Like,
right.
And he took tanning pills to make himself look darker and everything, to be darker. And so he would go to places as the white person and then come back like maybe 2 weeks later as the black person to see a direct derivative of a difference. Oh, kind of like that's where the Eddie Murphy joke came from, that Eddie Murphy joke.
Oh, shit, I can tell you what that difference going to be.
Oh, so in the 60s too?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, it was in the 50s. I'm sorry, it was in the 50s, not the 60s.
Hell no, he was playing with his life.
Yeah. Yeah, he was playing them games, man.
Playing with his life. See?
Shout out to him, though, because it was an influential book, though, with people as well, though, of the experiences of people of color.
Like, man, everybody want to be a nigga, but don't nobody want
to
be a nigga.
Shout out to Paul Mooney. Said it first.
Well, that's This Week in Racism, man. You know those will keep coming. If you see things that you want for us to dive into, send those over. We most certainly can be hospitable to as many of those as you need to get taken care of. But it's time, man. Let's get into the scenario of the week,
yep,
man.
Yep.
This one was a no-brainer for me this week. last Saturday, I'm always watching the fights when they come on. So I was sitting there checking out the fights, and Adrian Broner fought Manny Pacquiao. And predictably, Adrian Broner got his ass whooped.
Yeah. We should have known.
Like, what else was going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, there was no other way around.
But Adrian Broner should be ashamed of himself. He's 40. Like, Pacquiao's plus 40, and you're 30.
He's 40 on the nose.
Oh, he's 40 on the nose.
40 on the nose. I had to look it up. I had to find out because I just feel like I've been watching Manny for 15 years because I actually have been watching Manny for 15 years. So anyway, he takes a beating. I mean, as well, one of the great fighters of all time. Like, he was fighting over his head. Like, Adrian Broner is a classic example of a dude that got to a certain level and believed it, but wasn't ever going to be ready for that next level. Like, he should have just kept on taking the fights where he's at, had a couple of those title fights, made some money, and then moved on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would have been fantastic on a mic. Oh, my God. He could have got on the mic and just made a whole career for himself out of broadcasting. But he done shucked and jived his way out of that now.
Nobody's going to fuck on to work with him.
Hell no. Hell no. Not anybody is really being reputable about their business. But anyway, can we get the audio from the press conference after the thing?
Yes, we can.
Let's let people hear that real quick.
We're going to conduct this professionally, or we're not going to have an interview. You make the decision. What did you think about the fight?
I beat him. Everybody out there know I beat him. Everybody out there know I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
You averaged 8 punches. Less than 8 punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get close enough.
It already sounded like you was against me. So I already ain't got a fair shake talking to you. But let me talk something. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to do is get that money again with Pacquiao and Floyd. But it's cool. I ain't worrying about it. I'm still that nigga, man. I'm on top. Cincinnati, stand up. West side. 2-5.
You're 3-3-1 in your last 7 fights. What will you do next?
Hey, I'm 3-3-1 in my last 7, but I'll be 7-0 against you.
So, in other words, the award for niggardry of the year goes to Adrian Broner, who, despite thoroughly getting whooped for 12 rounds, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know what those fight those people were watching that had him on three cards.
I thought it was every round. I didn't see one round he won.
But I thought he might have got busy in like the seventh round. In the seventh round, Pacquiao looked like he was just holding serve, always hold his energy back, because I don't think he came into the fight intending to win six straight rounds. So he was holding his energy.
He's like, hold up, I need to go.
Seventh and eighth round, Broner might have pointed him slightly, but he just wasn't being active. He wasn't throwing punches. Anyway, he very clearly lost this fight. And then has the audacity to stand in the ring and say that he didn't. And not only didn't he got robbed, but he still got the hood. When are we going to stop using the hood like it's some flag? Like, what would the flag of the hood?
Most people are trying to get out of the hood. The whole thing is that the hood is a ghetto. It's a place that is set up for you to be economically deprived and stay there. Like, that's the building of a ghetto, and the hood is to be in a certain box where you won't come out into other areas.
But instead, we want to celebrate this thing like we're, like, this is the thing. I lost the fight, but I still got the hood. Well, good.
Does he even have the hood, really?
Good for you. No, the hood was laughing at him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, he doesn't even have the hood.
Like, good for you. You finna move back to Ohio soon and be up in that motherfucker. You keep doing what you're doing now.
He got so many cases in Ohio, he might want to stay the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, that's true. but anyway, it got me thinking that I had
to say. He also said that 3-3-1. I'm 3-3-1, but I'll be 7-0 against you, Jim Gray.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, that's basically like going to the old folks' home and being like just me standing outside the door and just challenging cats to fights, which I would probably lose a couple. You got some cats
that fought. That old man's trim.
There's some Korean War vets.
So the Vietnam vets.
They might give me some work over there. At least stab me in the stomach or something. But anyway, he does all of this, and it just got me thinking, like, right away. This is one of the most consistently embarrassing niggas of all time.
Okay.
Like, I know when he opens his mouth, he's going to do or say something that's going to embarrass me. You know, whether it's from walking to the ring and all that fur on, and he got his little dude brushing his hair.
And then he act like he's proposing to that girl, but he's like, got on one knee, and it was a brush in there. He's like, can you brush my hair?
One of the most consistently top-tier embarrassing black people of all time. So we've gone through the painstakingly enjoyable process of ranking out the top five currently most embarrassing black people that we can think of in America today.
Yes.
Adrian Broner is absolutely...
Easy. We already explained why.
Like, he's on there. We already touched on him. However, next we have a few more people, namely Kanye West.
Gotta be. Darth Sidious himself, as you coined him.
How can he be?
I mean, we've moved him from Anakin as Darth Sidious.
Yeah, there's no redeeming. There's no... There's going to be people that's going to say that's mental illness. There's going to be people that I'm going to
People say Darth Sidious had mental illness, too.
Did they?
I mean, you could say that.
Okay.
You got to think about it. Remember, he was crazy to think that this whole hatch plan would work.
Darth Sidious.
Darth Sidious is from Star Wars. So he's the one that created Anakin Skywalker going to Darth Vader. He's the evil emperor.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it, he had to play both sides of this whole thing for years. That is mental health issue. You got to have you know how long of a game plan you got to have, and it all got to click for you to get to this culmination moment where you're the emperor.
Yeah.
You know what? You know how many times it could have went to the left?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. You got to
ride it with a straight face.
You got to respect that resilience, though.
That's mental health, man. You got to be crazy to do some shit like that.
Real crazy.
You got to be real crazy to think that you can do that.
You got to be like next level crazy to think
you can
do something like that. So he at any rate, you know, we see how nuts this dude is. And so we get to the point where Kanye West, I just think I get more worried about him talking than anybody else in music now.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, when you're sitting up in the Oval Office with a Make America Great Again hat, when you take the hat out on Saturday Night Live and the people behind you start looking like, oh, shit. What did I just get myself involved in?
I thought this, I knew this, because, you know, one is the crazy thing. That piano player looked like somebody else backed out on the gig. He's like, yo, you want to play Kanye West's $5,000? Like, hell yeah. And then he got there, he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to get another gig ever again, huh?
Right.
Because I'm standing behind the MAGA hat.
Right.
You got to go directly right on Twitter right after you play. Like, hey, I just got this gig like 2 hours ago. My boy said he was sick and said, could I fill in for him?
So,
Kanye West is absolutely in there. Next we have on the list, and I'm going to leave this one to you.
Clarence Thomas.
Okay, let's do him.
Yeah, Clarence.
You now, got the next two people, yeah, actually.
Clarence Thomas. Now, people are like, man, that's a, y'all talk about a lot. No, we're going to go. He has done something the last week to make him invigorate himself known again.
Clarence Thomas felt like he was getting challenged by Adrian Bronner and said, no, this is my, I'm the originator.
And he was like, they barely got me on the Infinity Gauntlet, the fuckery gauntlet. They barely got me on
it's
that.
It's our fault.
I need to get pushed up here a little bit.
It's our fault.
Yeah. He was the presiding ruling. He wrote the presiding brief on chain snatching now being a full felony, like you fucking selling bricks or robbing somebody at gunpoint. All those different things are for chain snatching. Now, keep in mind, this is not just chain snatching a woman that's walking down the street with, you know, that's, we're talking about like, yo, I'm fighting, got beef with you, I snatch your chain off. Cause it's like a form of disrespect, not necessarily robbing you for your chain. It's literally like, I don't like you, I want to snatch your chain. Right. All of that now is considered a felony. So when little T-Rock is getting into it with Buster Gold, and he decides to snatch his chain.
Buster Gold.
Yeah, that's really a great.
It sounds name like a boss on Streets of Rage.
It's actually a DC.
Booster Gold.
Booster Gold is what I'm thinking about, yes.
Okay.
That's who I want a rapper's name to be. The fact that he would think that he originated the name, too, would be
Booster
even better.
Booster Gold sounds like somebody that should... Well, he can still... Who knows?
No, I want him to think he originated the name, too. Oh. That he came up with it. Because I be boosting them... I boost them traps.
Oh, okay.
I boost them sales.
Okay.
I'm all about gold. I wear gold all the time.
I hear you,
Booster
big.
Gold.
I hear you, big booster.
I don't know about this motherfucking nigga from the fucking DC Comics. It's a white dude, too, so who you love? And I heard some shit about he be time traveling and shit. That's what I heard he be doing.
Guess what? I be on that shit, too.
Dude, I did that shit before.
Every time I sip the lean.
My mind be on mind traveling, man.
Y'all just don't know, man. Y'all not real like that.
Yeah, so no. Chain snatching is now a felony. Think about it. Trick Trick and all them from Detroit sending with a Young Bird's chain on that tour of duty throughout the country. Everybody that would have had it had a felony.
Federal offense.
And that gave us so much great comedy in that year that we didn't know. It was like, where's Waldo? Where's Young Bird's chain at?
Mm-hmm.
And think about it, we're not going to be able to get in the comedy like that no more.
No.
Young Bird's chain got to go. It literally was like, if it was like when the Mona Lisa, if it could travel the different art galleries.
On a tour unlike anything we've ever seen in our life.
Yeah.
Like, there's never been anything that took the voyage that his chain took without him. Like, in the history of time, very few people's hardware is more famous than them, but his is much bigger than him.
My next person, Bow Wow. Y'all already know. He's an embarrassment, man.
Take it away, bro.
He's the antithesis of Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, Bow Wow got all his love because Jermaine Dupri was producing him.
Mm-hmm.
Soulja Boy produces his own shit. Soulja Boy is a self-made cat. He's crazy as fuck. He's ridiculous. But he's cool. Soulja Boy be fraudulating with some shit too, but Bow Wow be just fly out lying. Constantly. He wants to relive those things of him being young and having people run after him screaming.
Yeah.
He literally remade that.
Yeah, he can't.
Recently, like, oh, I got fans. They right there. They finna chase me. And they start chasing him. It's just ignorant, dumb shit, man. And constantly is in our lexicon because people grew up fucking listening to his music.
I think it's time for you to address the big elephant room with that,
too. What is that?
Them wave caps.
Yeah, man. And that made me more mad at him. The people was really bumping for this cat and really coming at me. And I still haven't gotten an apology from a lot of people.
Y'all owe Daryl what y'all owe him. And y'all need to be running that.
Yeah.
You hear me?
I got to catch a fade with Bow Wow now until y'all apologize for these wave caps.
Yeah. Y'all owe him this. Y'all better come and bring y'all apologies to him because he tried to tell y'all tried to dare blame him for knocking the black man's hustle.
Yeah. And he's just a spokesperson on the side of the goddamn package. And I like how people created in their own mind that he had to own it.
He had to own it. He had to. There's no way he don't own it. Swear to God he owned it, man. He better own it.
He don't own it?
Y'all just some haters, man. Y'all just some haters.
Is that that? Because I was too old to be fucking with Bow Wow. There's a subsector of our age group that is within our age group that it's that fucking grew up on fucking Bow Wow.
Yeah, we got a few people that are kind of in that weird.
That are just turning 30, like him. Yeah. That are too damn old to be still caping for him. He 30 years old now, B.
It's the world they know, man.
Actually, he's maybe older than 30. Bow Wow maybe like 32.
Nah, he ain't that close to me. There ain't no way.
I was 31. He'll be 32 this year.
Right.
You still want to keep that 4-year buffer between y'all? You don't want to have
yeah, so the final person that we have on our embarrassing black people list is, yeah, he ain't in my generation. This person might be, is the GOP black chick.
Shout out to her. Her real name is, I can't remember her name. I fucked with her one day on Twitter and shit up a shitstorm.
Crystal Wright.
Crystal Wright, yes.
Yeah. So she's the
also struggle chicken too. She's the one that took that chicken picture of a struggle chicken, and that was what started that whole thing of the struggle chicken.
Yeah,
she's the one that started that.
Yeah, so she's definitely the biggest fence jumper of like she's won the Olympic hurdles in real life at a record setting pace. I mean, she's jumped as far away from being black as possible, but has tried to make herself be the flag for alternative blackness in the conservative land space, which is maybe the most confusing sentence I've ever said in my life. So, in other words, I just damn near gave myself a concussion even considering what that could mean. So, she just makes it her business to be embarrassing. So, we didn't feel like it was... We felt like it would be outside of our duty to... It felt like, see, she did give me a concussion. I can't even talk. I'm like Troy Aikman.
I think we need to double up with her, too, though. She needs to be... Candace Owens needs to be on there with her, too.
Okay, well, I wanted to bring her up underneath Kanye's Darth Plagueis.
Yes, Darth Plagueis, exactly.
Yeah, so yes. She's, so yeah, I mean, all of you, we'll just use her as the torchbearer for the fence jumpers, you know. So for all of you people out here who's abandoning your blackness by intentionally, whether you be the black dudes that was at the White House, at Trump's youth rally, we just wanted to put all of y'all underneath this because we didn't have enough spaces. But trust and believe, each and every one of you deserve a spot on this list.
100%.
We want to make sure that each one of y'all
get all your just due.
You deserve the what was my man Samuel's name in Django?
Stephen.
Yes, you deserve the Stephen Candy Memorial Fist Jumping Embarrassing Black Man Award. So congratulations to each and every one of you. But especially you pack leaders, as the people that continue to make me slap my forehead in pain of blackness every time you open your mouths. Salute.
GOP Black Chick also had said, when just to give y'all some reference, some people may not understand and know her, but you could Google her name, Crystal Wright, GOP Black Chick. She's downgraded. She got kicked off of Twitter for some reason or like got ran off of there. She's back up there, GOP Black Chick, if you want to get her. I got in her ass a couple of times and she saw her conservative white people to go after me. But... because I said every time I need to check my blackness, I just check the timeline, GOP, black chick, and I said somebody else.
I feel better about myself.
Yeah, and I feel better about my blackness. So then she wrote an article about Luke Cage saying about him being, it was something about him being, let me go to it.
Oh.
It was about the first season of Luke Cage. And I'm going to give you, I'm looking up the article here now.
Yo, you just reminded me of somebody I got to put on this list.
I'm going to pull it up now, the article here. The article is called, from Mediaite, Hollywood's first black hero, more of a super thug.
Like Noriega? Did she call Nori fucking N-O-R-E?
N-O-R-E. I know he was like, hold on, you talking about me? Am I in a movie?
Copyright infringement. That was Method Man. You trying to say we all look alike?
Yeah, man.
You don't even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror, but you say we all look alike.
The thing was, she was talking about him with the hoodie on and having the bullets in it. Mm. Even though, this is how you know this broad hadn't fucking even really watch it. Because he's fucking bulletproof. That's why he has fucking holes in his fucking hoodie, because he's bulletproof. That's how you know she don't watch the shit. She just want to say some fucking shit to jump out of a window to fucking get some clicks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check that out, it's one of the worst articles I've ever seen written. And not because it's ideologically different than me. It's just you didn't watch the shit and you just fucking wrote some shit just because you heard about what this character was.
Like, trust me, we're never going to hop on this show and give you a recap of the day's news on Fox News. We haven't watched it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I can probably get pretty close to telling you what happened on Fox News.
But it'd be uneducated. It'd be uneducated.
I'm not going to do that. A, yeah. Because it would be uneducated. And B, because that TV channel was blocked on my TV. Like, I called Spectrum and I said, hey, I need to unsubscribe just to this channel. Make it work.
She even shut down her website, Conservative Black Chick. She didn't, they done ran her off the internet.
Well, yeah. You know what happens when you turn the light on.
Yeah.
You turn the lights on, them roaches gonna scatter. That's absolutely where she is. Oh, honorable mention before we get out of here for this week's Jason Whitlock. Yeah, you absolutely are top-notch coonery with the stuff that you try to do.
Depending on how this Game of Thrones season goes, if the Night King passes, and that'd be O.J. Simpson, Jason Whitlock is right there. I hope he's at the top of the hill. I hope there's another Night King at the top of the hill.
There's room for him. He's one of them dudes riding that horse.
Oh, he's one of the sides? He's one of the sides?
Yeah.
Coming soon, though, y'all. I know we've been talking about it because Cat's been hitting this up. The black version of Game of Thrones.
Well, it's coming, but I mean, Game of Thrones has been gone since like my early 30s at this point. Now it's coming back. Now it's relevant again now. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and get ready and get that cracking because yeah, we need that. We need that. So that's coming up soon. Like I said, new OG Hour. We're going to do that the week after the Super Bowl.
We're going to have a dope guest too, right? With the OG Hour, right?
We'll see. We might just do that one with O coming back from the Super Bowl. And then we'll might take a look and see about the other ones we do. But, you know, yeah, man. Hot new stuff coming. Dale said, you know, he's got stuff over on Lando Cal.
Yeah. Come on over there, man. Me and Raven's show's coming up. Lando Cal's back kicking. Yeah, man. We're back. Papa Stroud. Low Cash is coming back. Every other week, we're not going to commit to every week. We're just going to give you two shows a month.
Is this because...
Javon's back.
Is it also because Teddy has had said child?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, and then, you know, it's just better just to commit to 2 weeks a month.
That's fair. That's
just so people can get 2 weeks a month. I mean, you're getting content with the scenario every week. We just fill you in every
That's
other
week. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing at that.
Yeah.
As well.
But so. we're going to give you a whole bunch of content. We got, like we said, dope stuff coming, man. Keep on board. Any ideas, topics, you know where to shoot us at. StraightOilC@gmail.com. We're going to hit you up on Twitter, man.
You know where it's at, man. Cheap Seat Fan on Twitter. Cheap Seat Fan on IG. Regular name on Facebook. Article coming next week. Highlighting, calling a few people out to the mat.
Definitely, y'all. Go to his Twitter. Make sure you click on his Facebook and get that article. I'll put it on the Facebook.
It'll be out there. We'll basically be talking about why people from the local area, you know, let's be in St. Louis, folks, is still standing with the Rams headed to the Super Bowl. Look a little funny in the light to us.
It's like the girl that you broke up with. I'm gonna just do my own. And like the girl you broke up with, and she like shows up kind of like, remember the head of state. Where Robin Givens kept showing up when he was running for president after she broke up with him, after they broke up, mm-hmm. and he had to keep calling security, security. Mm-hmm. That's how those people look like. You know, we was together.
Well, and to me, I'll give a direct clip from what I said about it. Is I say, not only is it for people in St. Louis that see other people from St. Louis celebrating it, it's like you look out there and you see your ex decide to get their shit together after you broke up with them, after they broke up with you,
mm-hmm.
and then you see your family members kicking it with them.
and in the VIP.
Yeah. All up in, you turn on your Instagram.
With my boy Chris, so doing what we do, like y'all know.
So not only are you watching your ex hang out with your family, hang out with your ex, you have to see your ex of all this shit together after it seemed like it was impossible for them to get it together when they was with you. And people telling you, you're supposed to be okay with that. You are not supposed to be okay.
Not at all.
And you never should be.
Like zero with that.
Right. A lot of new things coming, man. Got a new project that's gonna come soon. I'll fill y'all in on that next week as well. You know, again, man, send y'all stuff in to us, man. You got something cracking out there you want for us to share, talk about?
Yeah, if you got a business, anything you want us to pub, you ain't got to be nothing super big. We'll just pub it out just in general, man, just because you support us with the listener. Now, if you got some dope stuff happening, you might have to cut a little check. But if you're getting your shit off the ground and trying to, man, we got you.
Do what we can, man.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening as always. We'll be back next week. Peace.